Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reatha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zuli.
Hi,
good
Jim.
Morning. Good
How
morning,
are
Reatha.
You?
Here
How
we are
you?
Again.
Absolutely.
Yes. Here we are again, and you know, I hate to sound redundant, but I can't help but enjoying this weather after looking at the news about how cold it's been back in the Midwest. Like, here we are, nice and cozy here. 72,
I know. Don't you love living in L.A.?
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. It's just every day. I've been here for a long time, over 35 years, and I still appreciate when I go outside.
Well, I was born here. I've always lived in Los Angeles. So I don't even understand why people stay in those other places. But trust me, I'm not asking them to come here.
No, totally see that. But you know, if you're going to fly, I don't know if you have your own plane or if you fly, but a tip for all those people with their own planes is to get safety glass because, you know, you heard about the bird, didn't you?
I did.
The bird broke through the front window. Fortunately, everything was okay, but, you know, you wouldn't think of something like that, a bird hitting your window up there.
Well, they do have these bird strikes, and even with the big airliners, you know, they have problems with
the
birds
engines,
flying
yeah.
into the engines. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. But, you know, as usual, the week flew by, and here we are, ready to rock and roll. And, wow, we've got, you know, the more you study and research everything about people our age, baby boomers, there's so much. There's so much going on. It's such an active group.
It's true. We are very active, and we're a very large group. But, you know, we're about to be taken over by that younger generation. They're trying to outpopulate us, and I guess we can't create any more baby boomers. The last of us are turning 50 this year. However, we're still strong, and we've got the money power behind us.
And we got our hot topics here. Okay. You want to go first, Reed?
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, my
it.
Hot topic today is Betty White's Off Their Rockers returns to television this Friday. Yay!
All right. Yay,
February 28th, 10 p.m. on the Lifetime Channel. We are going to, we are going to resume pranking young people all over the city. And it's going to be fun. We're doing just lots of fun type pranks. Hopefully we're not going to be too mean-spirited. Just kind of getting over on the young folks. And Betty White is 92 years old. She's spry as ever. I mean, I want to be Betty White when I grow up. This woman is still doing two television shows. She does promos. She's on The Tonight Show. She does personal appearances. She has her animal charities. She is absolutely amazing. And she's on the show. She's on every single episode of the show. And then we have our seven pranksters. And we just go out and about, and we just pull pranks on young people. It's a wonderful thing.
She's 92?
She's 92 years old.
Wow. I thought she was like 82. She doesn't look 92.
She doesn't look 92. She doesn't act 92. I mean, she's up and about. Now, she has people that help her, don't get me wrong, but she's spry and just as quick-witted as ever. I mean, I didn't know her when she was younger, but she's as quick-witted as everybody else on the set. So.
Now, do you have to keep up with her, or does she have to keep up with you? Because you're pretty quick-witted.
Oh. We have to keep up with her. She is so funny. Nothing gets past Betty, and she's the executive producer on the show. So they check with Betty and make sure that everything's okay with her and that she's happy with all the takes. And it's wonderful. I always say Betty's my coworker, and she is also my boss. So it's
she's
great
your boss.
To have Betty White. Yeah, she's the executive
and a
producer.
Friend.
So she's, yeah. Now, don't spread that friend thing around too much, because people are always asking me to give Betty stuff and to tell Betty stuff. Betty does not hang out at my house, okay? We do not go on vacation together. But
okay.
She's a wonderful friend on the set.
I gotcha.
So I just want everybody to tune in on Friday night, 10 p.m. on the Lifetime channel, and we're going to make you laugh.
Sounds good. And
now, what's your hot topic?
Well, I'll just touch on this briefly. I followed the Winter Olympics and all the talk about, what was going to happen in Sochi, all the buildup about, the violence that could have happened and so on and so forth. And there was no violence. Everything went smooth. They did a great job. The final outcomes were Russia was on top, 33 medals in total. The USA came along place with 28, and Norway was the next with 26, and then followed through with Canada, the Netherlands, Germany, Austria, France, and then Sweden. And, I mean, they really went great. I mean, everybody...
Yeah. Oops, are you there, Jim?
Pretty.
Hello. Excitement, but you watch these kids. It's amazing the records they break, and the board, the snowboard thing. How do they flip like that? It's just amazing. But
I know there were a couple of disappointments there. The women's hockey team, their hearts were broken.
Yeah.
But they did great. Silver's
they did
bad.
Great. I mean, to be there, just to be there was, they could say they were in the Olympics. And, and then at the end, the grand finale, I don't know if you saw that, but, boy, it's quite a show they put on for this. It's a lot of effort for a country,
The animation was awesome. I couldn't believe all those huge animals and the bear at the end and the leopard. That was awesome.
It was, and I think it's commercial time.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
All right. And we're back. And Rita.
And we're back. Yes.
Rita, we have an interesting guest coming on today. I hope he calls in. Terry Runyon. And I'll tell you, this guy has, we could have him on for hours.
Well, he's one of the princes of prestidigitation.
Somewhere where we were at not too long ago, correct?
At the Magic Castle.
What a night, huh, Rita?
No, I love the Magic Castle. It's one of my favorite places to be. If you have to know somebody to get in there, so you can't just go waltzing up to the Magic Castle and get in. And we happen to be introduced to Terry, and it's a great place. So is Terry on the line?
I'm right here.
There he is. Okay. Terry, how you doing? Terry Runyon. This is Rita and Jim.
Good. How you doing, Jim?
Well, thanks for calling in, Terry. I know you're a busy guy.
Yep. But I got to take breaks once in a while.
Once in a while, yeah. And,
we're going to work you. We're going to pick your brain about exactly. Tell us exactly what you do, because I believe it's magic.
Well, Terry, Terry, a lot of people don't know, Terry is a master engineer. And he goes down to the Magic Castle, and he amazes and astounds us. But go ahead, Terry, fill us in a little bit about some of your experiences down there, because we are in awe, I'll tell you.
Oh, a lot of things happen at the castle, but I've been doing magic everywhere for about 35 years. I used to fly around fixing medical equipment in hospitals. And there's always people want to be entertained in the hospital, especially kids. And a lot of crazy experiences in Canada and the United States. Just entertaining kids in hospitals, trying to cheer them up a little bit.
You must have interesting expressions. So do you have any favorite tricks you think the kids like?
Yeah, the one that got me really started is when you walk up to a kid and pull a big coin out of their ear, and the expressions on their faces because they go to grab it from my hand and it's gone. Then I pull it out of the other ear, and it's gone again. That's what got me really going. We had a magician come to our school. I guess I was about 8 years old. And the first thing he did is walk off the stage, he'd walk in the audience, start pulling money out of everybody's ears, throwing them in a bucket. And when I saw that, I said, I have to learn how to do that. Just pull money out of the air. Yeah. That's what I want to
do. You know, I'm just dumbfounded on, you know, what you guys do. I mean, to me, it's magic. When somebody could be standing there, walk out on the stage with just a jacket on, and he turns around and twirls a towel or something, and all of a sudden he's holding a birdcage. I mean, or like at the last show, he took his jacket off, and he had a glass of water or a beer in his hand or something. And you know, I don't even want to ask. I suppose you've heard 1,000 times, how do you do it? But what got you started with this?
Yeah, it's fun to stand in line at a store waiting to get checked out. And you say, I wish they'd speed it up. I'm really thirsty. I can't wait anymore. I just pull something out, and people are like, shock value.
How do you do that?
I had a camera on my chest. Because when I start pulling things out during a kid show, the expressions on these kids is priceless, and I'm the only one who sees them.
Jerry, that's an idea. I mean, you got a long way to go still. I mean, you look like you're 45 years old, and I know you're a little older than that.
But
what do you think about that? Maybe a little camera in your lapel or something?
Yeah, or my tie pack. That would work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
and
where
then,
are some of the places that you've performed magic, Terry?
Yeah.
Where? Oh, geez. Different hospitals everywhere. But then I was living in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I did shows to Marriott, a lot of shows to Marriott there. And my old partner from 1980 just moved here this past weekend. She stopped over yesterday with her husband. She just got here. And then we're talking about the shows we did. I have a lot of pictures of those shows. They're all on my Facebook. Well, some are on my Facebook. But, I don't pull birds out of the air. All my birds walk out of the stage with me. I'm in my living room now with 9 of my birds.
You have a bird act, too.
Birds.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
Cockatoos, macaws. Hi. You're not going to say anything now. Hi, Casper. Casper's a...
Hi, Casper.
Hi, Casper.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's an appropriate name, I guess, because you make it disappear, I suppose.
Yeah, Clyde's a macaw. But my three main birds are 2 of my cockatoos and my macaw. They just love to show off. The bigger the audience, the happier they are.
You take them down to the castle?
Not yet, but I think I might do that in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, let me know. We got to check that out.
Terry, that you're going to be performing live on Easy Show, on the Easy Talk Live show. Is that true?
And I will have the three main birds with me at that show, and that's a Friday night. So from there, I'll go to the Magic Castle and take the three birds over there. But these guys do their own tricks. I mean, Louis has been in my show for 29 years.
Wow.
He knows the whole routine. He just loves to show off.
That's amazing. He
pulls cards out of the deck of cards. Clyde does rope tricks. Presto does rope tricks.
That's amazing. Terry, do you have any, you know, all the years down there, and it's in Hollywood, do you have any stories, you know, any interesting scenarios where you've been down at the castle and came across some known people, that some couple celebrities here and there, or worked with tricks with them?
Haven't met... any celebrity, I don't watch television or go to the movies. I take people there and say, oh, did you see her? Did you see him? I say, who? Oh, not there. I did have a couple funny things happen. I did a show for Whoopi Goldberg years ago at her beach house, and some funny things happened there. I had Louis with me. But at the castle, no, because I don't recognize it. I said, if they're not in the Harry Potter movie, I wouldn't know who they are.
Oh, okay.
Well, we've got a caller calling in. Is our caller there?
Right here, January 1946. I'm up in the forefront of the baby boomers.
Oh, my.
46,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's when I was in January. I happened to see your show, so I clicked on it. And just letting you know, I just stopped them by, and I'm listening
cool.
to your show.
And what's your
well,
name?
So when did you see a show?
Right now. I mean, there you go. Baby boomers caught my eye.
Right.
I'm
what's your name?
See. Yeah, I'm Bob here. I'm checking out how many baby boomer shows there are on Blog Talk Radio, and yours is the only one I've seen so far.
Well,
we
Bob,
have fun. We
here.
Cover a lot
we're
of subjects,
here.
And we have a very interesting guest on now who's a baby boomer, and he knows magic.
Oh, he
right.
does.
So, and we're okay. on every Monday at 10 a.m., Bob. So thanks for checking us out, and be sure to
thanks
keep listening.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, I'm going to check and see what you guys are all about here. Go ahead. I'm enjoying
sounds
your
good.
Show.
Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, Terry, so you were talking about, is that one of your most interesting acts, I would imagine, with the birds? And they can really be trained to do all kinds of things, I suppose. Can you bring them in with the kids when you work with the kids in the hospitals and that?
No, I can't bring them in the hospitals. But
yeah,
most
right,
of the hospitals
so,
are right. not where I live. I have to fly to Kingston, Ontario, and entertain the kids there. I'd be in Montreal. I'd be in Atlanta. They can't really. I'm there working. But Clyde, my macaw, he's. I don't know how many hundreds of kids shows he's done. He loves little kids. And a lot of times
wow.
he'll just climb off the perch and walk out and sit in the audience with the kids. And he's,
that's
but
amazing.
He likes little
so,
kids, like 2-3 years old, that size. When they get too tall, he's not happy with them.
Well, you're amazing at what you do. Greta and I both saw some of your skills, and you just Greta, isn't it true? You kind of sit back and you kind of shake your head going, how the heck? Can you do that?
I love close-up magic, and Terry does some fantastic. I was sitting
right
next to him, and
yeah.
he made coins go from one place to another. Little coins turn into giant coins. It was amazing.
Yeah, especially when he's holding his hands out and doesn't do any movements or anything. He just turns them over and flips it back. You could see his hand. And poof, there it is, and it's just amazing. What do you think it was that you led you towards this magic act that you have? Was there something when you were a kid or something that maybe you saw a show or something, or what do you think?
Well, my Uncle Jake used to come over and pull money out of my ear, silver dollars, half dollars, and he always gave them to me, so I was always ready for him to come over.
That sounds interesting.
That magician I saw at school. But then I guess when my sons were young, I have three sons, and the oldest one was maybe 10. They're watching a TV show, and there's a magician, probably Mark Wilson. And
I remember Mark.
Mark Wilson at the castle. And he did a trick. And my son, oh, wow, how did he do that? And I explained how he did it. And they looked at me like, huh? You know how to do that? Yeah. Well, first trip to the magic shop, next trip to the magic shop. So we started buying magic, and then the day sort of fizzled out, and I kept it going. So I've been
and
doing
you kept it going.
Magic for.
Well, Terry, thanks for coming on the show and spending some time with us. We look forward to seeing you on the Easy Way Talk Show on Friday. That's at 8 o'clock on Friday evening. We look forward to seeing you there. And again, take care of those birds, and thank you for entertaining the children, and thank you for just amazing me the other night.
That's right, Terry. We hope to see you. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you Friday.
Yep, but next Friday, not this Friday.
There you go.
This Friday, I have a show for a Cub Scout group. It'll be the following Friday, next week.
Okay.
Yeah, and we were talking about getting together, too, down south. All right, Terry, thanks for calling in, and we'll touch base with you later.
Okay. All right, thanks.
All right. That is interesting.
Terry's an awesome guy. And now, another word from our sponsor.
Alrighty.
Hi, I'm Rita Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discoloration, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this Fountain of Youth in a Bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee. Okay, baby boomers, it's time for gems from gems.
Another one of Jim's gems. Okay. Well, here we go, and I think you'll find this interesting. Retirement. What happens to all of us? I mean, we're working for 30, 40 years, and all of a sudden this thought comes in our head, hey, I can grab Social Security. I can retire. Or should I retire? Maybe I should keep active. I don't want to get out of shape. Well, what's happening with this group is something that's never happened before. The baby boomers today are totally into staying in shape and keeping active. There are approximately 78 million Americans born between 1946 and 1964. The baby boomers have an attitude that's totally different from the previous generations, like I mentioned. And it comes with the emphasis on being in shape through all kinds of activities. And they'll be sitting around thinking, well, what do they do? What does everybody do? Well, you can go online and check. There's all sorts of clubs and activities, but there's aerobics, various sports to dancing. The 60s music has been really popular. They've been finding out that the bands now, the tours, are becoming the most popular and money-making groups now because of the following, you know, the number of boomers there are out there that follow this. So needless to say, it's no more sitting around at bingo night and just, you know, staying home and watching TV. And I did a little research. A lot of the activities, you have golf, tennis, jogging, bicycling, swimming, racquetball. All right, basically would be for younger people, and now it's all turned over to activities and outings and groups that get together and do bicycle riding and so on. And another one that's gaining a lot of popularity is pocket billiards or billiards. Billiards is a game that doesn't have pockets. But with that, you don't need a tennis court or a golf course. You can just get together with whoever and play at your home if you have a table or go to a club.
And a lot of the senior centers also have activities that are absolutely free.
Exactly, and I did some research on that. There's a lot of senior centers. But again, there's a little division there. You have the senior citizens are a lot of them are a little beyond the baby boomers, but there are a lot of activities there for people our age. And, you know, the activity rate is really going up. They're finding a lot of new applicants coming in and joining these different situations, swimming classes and aerobics classes. They just don't want to be out of shape. And this is the way it kind of breaks down. The average boomer estimates they'll spend about $41,000 in a year during their retirement to cover, you know, activities and living expenses. And this is kind of how it breaks down, because I want to get this in real quick. In travel,
okay, real quick,
you got travel, family activities, hobbies, fishing, which fishing bypasses golf and tennis. In fact, if you add golf and tennis together, fishing is even more popular. Then you go down to golfing.
I just went to fishing this weekend, Jim, and we're out of time.
You're a fisherman.
To check time. I mean, for
volunteering, reading, and exercise. Okay, we'll go on the check time reset. You got a little
PC,
info there.
Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
And it is tech time, and I'm just going to talk straight up about Twitter today. You know, the baby boomers don't want to be bothered with Twitter, but you know what? Twitter is a wonderful thing. You can connect with people all over the world. And, you know, a lot of us don't want to sit around and listen to all the gloom and doom news on the regular news broadcast. But you can find out everything that's going on in the world if you just go on to Twitter. And you get it in just a few lines, just a few words, and you don't have to be drugged down by all the doom and gloom of it. And I hear some really exciting stories about how people have just been helped out by Twitter. There was a case where there was a disaster and people were buried under buildings. There were people who were tweeting out that where their location was so that they could actually be found. So it can actually be a good source of information during emergencies. It can also be a good source of finding out information about people. I was going looking for a new agent at one time, and I followed all the agents at the agency on Twitter. And the day before my meeting, they tweeted out that they were having a sugar emergency, a bakery emergency. They needed sweets. Well, I showed up the next morning with 3 dozen chocolate chip homemade cookies. And when I walked in the door, they said, unless you say something incredibly stupid, we're going to sign you. So I had a leg up because I knew that they were ready for baked goods. So get on Twitter. You never know the information you'll find out. You might need a plumber. You might need a real estate agent. Tweet it out to your friends. I've heard miraculous stories about people got inside tips. So check out Twitter. It's not as hard or complicated as you think. That's
like
my tech time for today.
I like the part about the chocolate chips, Rita.
You can learn all kinds of stuff. You never know.
So the Twitter is...
You know, we've got... Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. The Twitter has different... isn't the language a little different? I mean, you know, when you tweet, and I mean, you have
You can tweet in regular language. They just use shorthand because you can only use, I think it's 146 or 136 characters. So you can you have to keep it short. So there's a lot of abbreviation. But I used to make my grandchildren tweet in English so I could be sure that they could really spell. I told them that. You got to tweet in English. So send 3 tweets.
Tweet in English. But our BFF would be best friend's funeral.
Oh, no. But moving on.
We have our own
Jim,
little lingo
there.
Exciting,
huh? We've got some exciting stuff coming up in the next few weeks. We're going to have guests coming up. So we want everyone to stay tuned. Check us out. Go to easywaybroadcasting.com. You can find out what's coming up. You can listen to our archive show. Archive is kind of like us. They're the older shows, you know.
We're
you can
in the
check
dust.
Those out. You can go to
and
the
there's a lot of interesting topics coming up in the future, too. We have a lot of interesting guests coming out, and it's going to be beneficial for our listeners.
Absolutely. And they can go to the Easy Way app, go to your app store, and you can just have Jim and Rita in your pocket. You can have Eric Zuli in your pocket on the Easy Way app.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
You're in the app store, aren't you?
Well, I
you
love
have
that.
The apps going on. You have an app.
Well, I don't have my own app, but I'm on the Easy Way app, and that's E.
You're on the Easy Way app.
The letter
and
the letter Z, Way, app, absolutely.
App. And that's becoming the new tech now, isn't it, you know, for business and everything?
Absolutely. Everybody's got apps nowadays. So we're on an app, and then there's so much stuff on easywaybroadcasting.com. You can find out about all the shows that are on the network. You can find out what's coming up on our show, what's coming up on all the other shows. And there, you can find out about our sponsors. For those of you that are interested, Havana Watches are awesome. You can check out all that on easywaybroadcasting.com. Now, Jim, it's been great. But it's time
it's
to
great.
Go again already.
Time to go. I can't wait. Well, I'm going to check out the Easy Way app. There's too much on there. It's. I'm learning so much through doing this. I'm shaking the cobwebs off the old days here.
Well, it's the letter E Z W A Y broadcasting.com or the Easy Way app. And we'll see you next week, Monday at 10 a.m.
See you next week, guys. Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray,
star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by the EasyWayBroadcastingNetwork.com on Blog Talk Radio.